Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy, and there's two other guys in the room as well. We're going to talk about the baseball game between the Yankees versus the Orioles. We're going to do the lineups. We're going to do the what to watch fors, the pitching path to victory, homer draft, over-under, premonitions. Jake is wearing a nice shirt. How you feeling?
James, Zach, Thomas, Llewellyn, Dan, Morgan, Scott, Fayal, Kool-Aid, Amanda, Bridget, Dave, Shane, Sean, Morgan, Jesus, Tyler Wade, everyone in the chat right now. Love Tyler poking his head in for the biggest game of the season, James. The Yankees play the East Timor, Baltimore's, Orioles, and, you know, back to life, back to reality. Yesterday was not fun.
Oop, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbity.
Careful with that. How are you?
I had fun last night. Boone's ejection was funny.
It was a funny
ejection. Fuck you! Fuck you! It's so funny. Okay, the lineup today is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off. He's playing first base. Giancarlo Stanton is batting second. He is DHing. Behind him, the big fella. Aaron Judge. After him, Gio Urshela in the cleanup spot. If you listen to our main episode today, we guessed that would happen and suggested it. Gleyber Torres behind him. Aaron Hicks behind him. Clint Frazier gets a start in left field. Kyle Higashioka gets a start at catcher. And Odor is starting at second base. Odor moves to the nine hole. Gio Urshela moves to cleanup. Gary's out. Higgy's in. The only thing that we said on the main episode was that we would have maybe put Talkman in over Clint. But they're sticking with Clint since it is a lefty on the mound. He's a righty and all that stuff. What are your thoughts, Jake?
James, yeah, I would have also been fine if we did an Odor forward swap today, especially nine hole Odor. I mean, doesn't matter literally at all. But, yeah, no, I'm with this, man. I mean, we're rewarding Urshela, who's easily and kind of only been the best hitter on the team for the last week or so, as we talked about on our episode. Go check it out. Slide Gleyber up, see if they can spark him. A little bit of a righty stack. Haven't talked too much about that this year, but we're going against lefty sensation, minus a sensation, Bruce Zimmerman. So I'm excited to see, man. I'd like to see a little more of the energy that we've talked about, a little more, Jim, I don't think you know this, but Yankees saw 20 pitches in the zone when they were ahead in the count yesterday.
Yep.
Guess how many hits?
Zero hits.
Nunca.
Well, can I tell you something?
Mad if you didn't.
You dropped this, Allen wrench.
I threw it.
Oh, pussy throw, huh? Zach texted me to say that.
Welcome to the real world. What were you going to say?
I was going
to
say there's good news. I have good news for the fellas and the gals listening. Oh, no. Spit take by
that was
accident.
A good one.
Yeah. You got me right there.
I got a little bit of you.
Got a little bit on me, Zach.
Not too much.
Are you going to let that stand?
If
you had a gun, would you shoot Jake for me? Right now?
What kind of gun? Like the Nerf guns?
No,
the only guns
pallet,
we have.
Pallet,
yeah,
pallet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely? Called me the P word. What were you going to say?
I didn't call you a pee. I said that your throw is kind of a pee throw.
No, you know, eye for an eye, spit for a pee word.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. What did you refer to the Orioles starting pitcher? You called him Bruce Zimmerman?
I called him Bruce Zimmerman, the young lefty sensation minus the sensation.
So young lefty Bruce Zimmerman. I did some digging. I found the numbers, Jake. And Heath, this season, has thrown 49% of his pitches in the zone.
49. So 50-50, flip a coin.
But that's a bad ratio, yeah. Which is great for the Yankees. It means they're going to go like 6 walks, 3 hits today, and win 4-0.
Oh, I like that.
Minus the 4-0 because I don't believe in Kluber. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of walks today.
I say they go the other way with it. I say if this guy's wild or can't throw strikes, the Yankees just bring their swing sticks today. It's time to swing, boys.
I mean, this dude, Bruce Zimmerman, has given up a lot of hits.
Talk about Bruce Zimmerman like he's a grizzled old man that's seen some stuff in his life.
How do all the other Zimmermen spell Zimmerman?
Bruce Zimmerman. I think he's the only double N. I've never seen that.
Right?
I've never seen that in my life.
Who are some other famous Zimmermans?
Jordan Zimmerman.
George.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Jordan Zimmerman's 2 N's. So immediately the first Zimmerman you thought of.
What a freak.
Ryan Zimmerman is with.
No, no, no. I was thinking of Jordan Zimmerman from 1999. He played 12 games for Seattle.
He has only one N?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair then. So yeah, Bruce Zimmerman. I couldn't think of a worse name.
That's not nice. That's not nice. You could.
He didn't. His middle name's Arthur.
I got something you like about it. Do you want to like
him? His middle name's Anthony.
Okay.
It's fine. I made up.
Arthur prank.
His initials are Baz, so I think that's pretty cool. So ooh. I think
the guys call him Baz?
I think they call him Big Baz.
You're going to like this. He's from Baltimore, so that's cool.
Where?
He was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, man.
And then he went to school at Towson for a little bit, but he transferred to University of Mount Olive. So what's that about?
Where did he go to high school?
I don't have that currently. I could probably find it if I really got on the Bruce Zimmerman trail. But I'm kind of good on that.
Okay. I mean, I gave my scouting report. He doesn't throw a lot of the balls in the zone, so he's going to walk everyone.
Yeesh. Huge. Clint, huge night.
Clint, 0-for-0 with 4 walks.
On base king.
22 pitches.
Coming for the title.
24 pitches.
Mullins, Mancini, Stewart.
16
Franco,
pitches.
Franco, Hayes. 16. Can't see the catcher's name. Mountcastle, Ruiz, Valleca, Zimmerman for the Orioles tonight. Cisco behind the dish. Yes, I'm Cisco. Yes, I'm Ebert. And you're getting 2 thumbs up. You like it rough. You're out of bounds. I've got you covered.
Loyola Bakersfield is the high school he went to. Tom Clancy's from there.
Ooh.
Brendan Hines. I love Tom Clancy books.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So cool. Oh, there's another famous Bruce from there, so that's kind of a bummer for him. Bruce McGonagall.
Yeah, when you say famous Bruce.
You don't know Bruce McGonagall?
I do not know.
Yes, you do.
Zach, you ever play Tom Clancy's video games? Ghost Recon?
Not a
lot. Splinter Cell?
I had friends who played Tom Clancy.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, flex on BBD like that.
The fact that you have friends.
Oh. Oh, man. I see. I didn't think Tom Flancy.
Nice. <Yeah.
laughs> I'm gonna stop there.
He gets it.
Oh, yep. Mr. Flancy. All right, so the Orioles and everything sucks so far. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
All right, Corey Kluber either walks everyone or gives up a ton of hits. Not expecting much from him tonight.
Pick your poison.
But it is early in the season. He's a
slow starter.
He's a slow starter. He's a slow starter.
I've seen this guy in Cleveland.
Slow starter. You got anything else?
Do you have a word to watch for?
Yeah, more to watch for. More, one more, sure.
Jimmy, what's your what to watch for?
Aaron Judge. Gio's the best Yankee in the last 10 games. It's not amazing stats, but he's the only Yankee in the last 10 games that has a good stat line.
Right.
Out of all of them. And where'd they put him? Right behind Judge. So maybe Judge gets some pitches to hit. Because he actually looks decent. He looks decent. Can we get a multi-hit game, man? When's the last time we had a multi-hit game out of anyone?
There are, like, bad ones. Higgy. Last Thursday. No, guys do it. They just don't feel even good.
So, Judge. I think they might pitch to Judge more so. Judge hasn't had a multi-hit game in, I don't know. What's 27 minus 14? 13?
13.
We can just say 2 weeks then to be safe?
Yeah.
Judge hasn't had a multi-hit game in 2 weeks. So let's get Judge's first multi-hit game in 2 weeks. How about it?
Yeah.
That's my what to watch for. Go, Judge, go. See the ball in the zone. Hit it hard. Have a good time. Stan had a multi-hit game a couple days ago.
Big Aaron. Looking like he's a giant heron. What?
Dude, can we ruin? This is something you asked for a while ago. Jake, it was something that you wanted to happen a while ago.
Yeah.
Can we ruin Bruce Zimmerman's day?
A pitcher's day.
No, Bruce Zimmerman's day.
Come on. He's already got a lot going
on. If Bruce Zimmerman gets through the first two innings clean, he's getting through the first five innings clean.
Mm-hmm.
Take that for data.
Bruce Zimmerman.
What's your what to watch for?
Two mice. Looks like Bruce Zimmerman's high school was a pretty good. He's got a lot of draft picks.
Loyola?
No, University of Mount Olive, which is a ridiculous name. Jim, my what to watch for. Kluber and Higgy.
Okay.
Kluber and Higgy tonight, Jim. Honestly, I think in Yankee land right now, you know, we've got the whole personal catcher thing with Cole and Higgy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole, like, loves flaunting that.
Two little mice.
It's a great clip. If you don't know that clip, go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think? Kluber's going to work better with him?
Not necessarily, but I think it's kind of... So, he's got three starts with Gary, 11 innings pitched, a 4.91. He's got four innings pitched with Higgy. He gave up two home runs that day. 6.75 ERA, it's worse. Higgy's kind of like the bee's knees right now. He's hot. He's hitting. Cole loves throwing to him. Frame guy, shaking him, dancing. I mean, it's kind of, you know, parents give you the keys to the car. And they're like, hey, take care of it tonight. Higgy, last season and this season, had an ERA of about 1.5 better than Gary behind the dish. And again, some of that ties to Cole. And he's doing something similar this year. Corey, you're back, man. This is your fifth start. Like, the old right wing should be feeling back a little bit. We're in Camden. It's a hitter's ballpark. But, I mean, if you can dodge Mullins, the rest of this lineup right now can be pitched around. So, I want to see how he works with Higgy. You know, it's time to be better than what you've been.
For Kluber?
Yes.
Oh, I'm giving him all of April. He sucks in April.
We got to get rid of some of these walks, man. The walk rate is incredible. So you got Higgy. You got his pitch framing. Maybe watch out for the first borderline, like 3-2 tonight. And if Higgy gets the call, zoinks. If Higgy doesn't get the call, boinks.
All right, so that's the zoinks and boinks thing on a 3-2 pitch with Higgy.
analytics?
He's been pretty good in full counts. Actually, no, he's walked a lot of people. He's only given up 2 hits in full counts.
I've got a development.
Okay, a development to the boinks and zoinks.
So I know you don't like calling him Corey. I know you're not in on that.
I just don't know who that is.
So he went to high school in Texas.
He actually, yeah, okay.
Capel, Coppell.
Yeah.
Southlake.
Southlake?
Around there. His middle name's Scott. Do we like Corey Scott?
I like Coklu.
You like Coklu.
Yeah.
Sounds like a rare bird.
Or bar. Burr.
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 I think Glaber would be pretty pissed.
Oh, Glaber and Kluber and never even put it together.
Yeah.
You think they've ever talked about it?
No.
Doubt it.
No.
I don't know, man. Kluber's kind of, like, so boring right now. What do you expect? Honest guesses. Honest guesses out of Kluber right now. Do you think he'll finish 5 innings?
Yes.
It'd be the first time he does so all season.
Yeah.
Okay. Legolas Lizard coming at me says Coklu is bad.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn, Daniel.
Here I am winning awards for it. I don't know, whatever. I'm expecting 4.13 earned. More of the same.
Okay.
All right. Pitching path of victory.
Yeesh.
Who pitched yesterday?
Davey DeLicke. That's why you guys listen to the pregame show. It's a simple sport.
Good job.
Simple sport.
Awesome. What's the news?
People are asking to talk about this in the chat. Boone said that Kyle Higashioka will be getting more playing time. He had a conversation with Gary Sanchez about the situation from Brian Hoke.
Adds up. He's catching on a non-cold day, so.
He just earned more playing time. Simple as that.
Fair enough.
Adds up.
One more, I mean, 3 more days until you say that about Talkman and Kluber. I mean, Talkman and Clint. Talkman's last 10 games, 300 batting average.
Wow, wow, wow.
Honestly, if they're handing out benchings,
yeah,
platoonings,
I don't think so.
It's got to be.
I don't think they will.
That seems unfair.
And Clint's younger and hasn't had as long of struggles as Gary's had.
Hasn't had nearly as much success.
Correct. But that success was a long time ago.
Interested. All right. It's also not that much younger. They're 26 and 28.
Career-wise, they've had Gary Sanchez played Major League Baseball in 2015.
I'm happy they're giving Higgy more playing time. I think they
need to rotate
everyone around.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I'd love Talkman to get a go.
Me too. I want him to be in this lineup.
Yeah. So they went Litke yesterday. Then they went to Chad. Then they went to O'Day. Then they went to Wilson. So, I mean, Chapman's available. They're all available again if they want them.
Yeah, I'd probably rule out O'Day and Wilson. I feel like they're still being conservative with Wilson as he makes his way back, and they're starting to not be cool about O'Day. Maybe if there was a good righty, get out of an inning situation. But the path here is Kluber, Loaisiga, Chad, Chapman.
If it's a winning effort, right?
Yes.
What about losing or tied? So King? They just brought King up? They
King,
just burn him right away?
King, Sessa.
Okay.
Here.
King, Sessa in a tie or losing effort. Loaisiga, Chad, Chapman in a winning effort. Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the correct call. We'll see what Kluber can give him. It'd be nice if he gave him a full 5.
5, you go to Johnny for 2. You go to Chad, Chapman.
That's 4.
Easy biscuits.
Easy biscuits. Da, 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 da,
or what
da.
If
No.
Jimmy.
No.
I wish I could.
No.
How sweet would it be if the Yankees were good again? They scored a lot of runs. And it's Kluber to King. Bada-bo.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You think the Yankees could win big?
It would be so cool if that happened.
Don't think they can.
Zimmerman.
What was the biggest they won in Cleveland? Did they win big ever?
That was the biggest they won. No. They were down 3-0 in the games they won.
No.
And then Ace Bowl.
7-0 is their only win big game.
When was that?
They won by early in the season. Monday,
That's
April 5th.
That's nuts, dude.
They haven't won big.
That's nuts.
I mean, they haven't won a lot.
I know.
They have a four run win against Tampa.
That was in extra innings, so it's not like that was.
Yeah, no, it was a close game. And then a 5-run win. So they beat Baltimore by 7, then they beat them by 5. And then they don't have like a.
They haven't had an easy win all year. God, I
that seven that 7-0 game was.
It's easy-ish.
7-0's it. I mean, yeah. Stan hit that grand slam. It was over.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be nice to get that again. Let's get runners on. Like if DJ can somehow get on base, a walk, hit by pitch, the dribbler he rolls over, like it isn't actually hit hard enough for Stan and Judge. Because I'm starting to believe in Stan and Judge again.
Okay. I'm hip with that.
Come on, win big. And then go King. Yeah, I agree. Unless they plan to start him anytime soon, but I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft. Draft.
It's the Homer draft where we choose the players we think will homer in the game. We keep the score. There's winners and losers. No one homered yesterday. Jake?
Yeah.
So none of us got any points. At all.
Yeah, it's true.
We also got the over-under wrong, but that will come later.
That comes after this.
I went with the Aarons.
Yeah.
I was not rewarded. You went with Gary and Clint. You were not rewarded. With my first pick.
Do you regret your picks?
No.
Okay.
If you had gotten one, did anyone homer for the Yankees yesterday?
Awful.
No, right?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't regret my picks. Yeah. If someone had homered
right,
and I didn't pick them,
right,
and the people that I picked did homer,
but like
then
game,
I would have regretted my picks.
Four-game set, like you used good hitters.
No.
Okay. So no regrets. Good for you.
Ragrats.
Regrets.
I'm Chagan Stanton with my first pick.
Okay. Giancarlo. Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Giancarlo Michael Cthulhu.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't take Clint. You can't take Glint. You can't take Glint or Clonclarlo.
Okay.
I switched the C's and the G's.
Oh, we saw.
Little joke we do here. Zach and I always switch in letters.
I will go with Bruce Zimmerman, the cock of the walk, baby.
Zim Brimmerman.
Okay.
I think I got that one wrong.
Didn't get that right. I will go
Zeus.
Hey, man.
Zeus.
Come on now. We're doing a you can't pick Higgy rule. Where do we stand with that?
You cannot take Higgy. I mean, unless you want to be a total jackwagon.
Are we doing the minus one if you take Higgy?
No. I mean, Zach is the king, but I don't think so.
Left side. I got you. Strong side. Glaber and Gio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I take Cedric Mullins?
No.
No.
But I do think he will homer today.
Probably. It's good.
Glaber and Gio, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? How about that? Jake took Glaber. I'll take Kyle Higashioka. Wow.
Are you
imagine.
Doing minus one?
No.
We agreed to that the other day.
No. So I'm taking I took Hicks yesterday.
Yeah.
So who can I take?
Do you want me to take Righty Hicks? Because he's gonna homer today, but
who are my options?
After that whole Regerts speech, I think I'm gonna leave you.
Regrets?
I think I'm gonna leave us both out on
this. Hold up. I don't think I have any options.
You don't think you have any options?
I can't take DJ because he doesn't hit home runs.
You can pick him. You haven't picked him.
Oh, legally I can.
Yes.
I don't want him.
Right.
I can't take Stan. I can't take Judge. I can't take Gio. I can't take Labor. I can't take Hicks. I can't take Higgy. So my options are Odor, Clint, or DJ?
Yeah.
Those are awful options. One guy doesn't swing.
Leadoff hitter.
One guy can't hit the ball more than 10 feet in front of him on the ground.
Legendary bat speed.
If he was to swing,
stink,
we could see that. I'm taking Odor.
Okay. I think you're going to regret that one.
No. Nine-hole Odor? So. Plus, it's a four-game set, Jake.
I think so.
Nine-hole Odor? He might hit two in one.
Be cool. I'd root for that.
I don't see how it's possible.
I don't see how it's possible.
Shaq.
Jimmy Shaq.
Shaq.
Rough Odor.
Whose picks do you like better?
Jake seems to have confidence in his picks today, while you seem to have almost no confidence.
Well, don't let that affect you. Whose picks?
I like Jake's picks today.
Or do you like Jake's confidence today?
He likes Jake's picks.
I like the energy.
He likes Jake's picks.
Energy, oven is because atmosphere. Whoa. All right, over under today. It was 9 yesterday. They went under, so I'm back to 11-11. Jake is 10-12. What do you think it's going to be? Kluber and Zimmerman. I think they might bump this one up. No, you know what? Because the under hit yesterday, I think they're going to keep it at 9.
Niner.
I think they want to go up, but the offenses stink, so they're going to keep it at 9. My guess is that they kept this one at 9.
Yeah, 9's right. I like being a half point off, so I'll go 8.5. They lower it to be random.
It is?
Wrong way.
9.5.
9.5. That Yankees offense, baby. People are talking.
I think they're talking about Kluber being a stink bomb.
Yeah.
I don't think this is based on the Yankees offense. I think this is based on the Yankees pitching.
You don't think Zimmerman's a factor, too, though?
I mean, Matt Harvey shut him down.
Both sides.
He threw just pitches in the zone.
I liked how he looked.
I didn't think he looked special.
Pumping heaters.
I'm going to take the under. I mean, can I pull up those?
You were ready to take the over, too, I think.
No.
I think a 9 you were considering.
The over? No. Let me see. Over under Yankees. Let me see what they've done this year.
It's got to be an under festival, man.
Yeah.
Score.
64% of the time they get the under.
I'm taking the over today, Z-Man. You know why?
Why?
Because it's one more day up in the can. No.
It's one more night.
It's the
Hollywood.
First hot Yankee game.
What's the weather?
84 right now in Baltimore.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. Where are you getting that from?
I know WTNH weather anchor Gil Simmons.
Where are you getting that from?
And he reached out to the Baltimore's weather people. He said it's hot.
No.
84. Tomorrow's 88.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Over. Balls flying out the park.
Okay, so it's 84 degrees right now.
Yeah.
When's the game time start? 7?
Ask the question again.
Game time starts at 7? It says it's going to be 55 at game time.
That's not true. That's
cold fronts. Cold fronts coming.
That's
in.
That's a lie. Don't listen to him.
Cold
people.
Fronts coming.
Don't
in.
Don't listen to him. It's going to be 75 degrees at 8 p.m. That's beautiful on a nice Baltimore night.
Yeah.
The sun's going down.
Chance of precipitation, though. That's not a lie. There's a chance of precipitation.
What's your score prediction again?
5 mile per winds blowing south. What direction is that?
I've got Yanks 8-3 final.
I have that, but reversed.
But you took the under.
Okay, 5-5. What's the over under?
9.5.
Okay. 7-2. Be more.
You've got Baltimore winning this game.
Yes.
7-2.
The Yankees are going up.
I feel good about that. Your non-Yankee picks this year have been their wins, I think.
I think I've done it once, and I think they won.
And that was a win.
Yeah, it was Cleveland.
Perfect game.
I also, the Glasnow game, I said there's no chance they won, and they won. So 1-1 then, I guess. This is the Yankees going up against a pitcher they've never seen before. And
Jordan Zimmermann.
Bruce and Kluber in April. So I have no high hopes for this game.
That's okay. That bodes well for us.
I think I'm 1-1 when I've said the Yankees are going to lose. It's a Glasnow game and then the first game in Cleveland.
Zach, you're the guy who's supposed to have the stats on this.
Do you have the stats on this, Zach?
When you say this again one more time.
When I predict the Yankees to lose, which I never did in the last three seasons of the pregame show. It's just
I remember you saying for the first Cleveland game, don't watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they won that game.
Yeah.
But I also, it was Instagram because it was weekend, the Glasnow game when Jake went to the stadium. I also said, don't watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. And we thought for a second they were going to do something.
Yeah.
But they ended up losing.
Yeah. So the Yankees are 1-0 when we do the pregame show
in the office,
in the studio.
And I say don't watch. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see. But if they win, they should win big, like you're saying.
Right.
That's why the first two innings, you either you get to Zimmermann or you suck.
My noise is here is that the good bullpen is available. So if they can get it, if Corey can get it there, like the Yankees could win an ugly game. Like they kind of almost did last night.
Yeah.
Take away a balk, you score a run instead of getting thrown out. Yanks could have got pretty close to a 4-3
win. How dumb is that balk rule?
It's not good, man. It's one of those things that...
But, like, why was it ever invented?
I don't know. I think that's the whole point.
Like, he just moved his leg.
I guess so you can't just do that the whole time?
Because if there's a runner on and he sees you do that, he might take off if he's stealing. You get real loosey-goosey with it.
The pitcher could just... Yeah. I mean, they should change it to be something... impactful, because I mean that's even if we're on the other side of that, I mean we're kind of like this.
Did you hear Boone's post game when they asked him about the balk?
I think I did. I watched the whole post game show, but I didn't need to hear you say it.
He just flipped him a bird.
That's not true.
Nah, he just said it's a balk.
Yeah,
it's a balk.
Yes.
Do you see how much they're riding with this bully quote?
Yeah. People don't like it.
He did get bullied.
A little bit.
Then he bullied them. Fuck you.
A little bit. Do you have a premonition? Did we get blood yesterday? I don't think so.
Oh, Maisie actually cut me. So I got bloody, but not a Yankee on the screen or a player on the screen.
Do you have a premonition for tonight's game?
Yeah, man. Yes. I have Bruce Zimmermann. No, I don't.
Why'd you laugh?
Because, you know, we do the Yankees pregame show, and we're pretty zany and looped out, and none of the things that we say should be ever taken out of the context. And if I was to say the thing I was going to say, and it got taken out of the context into just the regular baseball world, it would have been a lot of people like, how dare you say that? Yeah. Like, how could you even say those words?
Okay.
Can you mute the mics?
No, you can't say that.
You can't say that, yeah. At all.
I have Clint or Hicks having a 3-walk day.
Why don't you just say five between the two of them?
I thought about that. I genuinely thought about that, but I have one of them having a threer.
Okay. I like it.
Just being like, wow, great day at the office, huh?
Yeah.
Whew. Scared of me.
Clint's blown away that his strategy to swing less is working. Every time he gets four pitch walk, he just looks at the pitcher like,
yeah.
What scouting report did you read, idiot? I'm not swinging. Okay, back to the music. Enjoy your days.
Thanks, everybody.
Fell in a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned. The second mouse wouldn't quit. He struggled so hard that eventually he churned that cream into butter and crawled out. Gentlemen, as of this moment, I am that second mouse.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.